Nearly 1,000 honor culture crimes reported in Sweden in 2020. By Chris Tomlinson on March 10, 2021. Swedish police statistics revealed there had been nearly 1,000 reports of crimes thought to be motivated by honor culture in 2020. The figures state that police received 980 reports of crimes thought to be linked to honor culture in the country of some 10 million people. The report represents the first full year of the statistics since police started to record honor-related crimes in the autumn of 2019. Jenny Edin, superintendent and national process leader for the police's work against honor-related crime, told broadcasters Sveriges Radio, "The purpose of introducing this marker was to enable the police to be able to detect cases where there is a need to investigate whether there is an honor motive as early as possible. And just being able to identify early on whether a case is honor-related is a prerequisite for the right measures to be taken." While Edin stated that police did not expect the designation would lead to rapid change in the short term, officials are hopeful that victims of honor-related crimes will be able to get better help from authorities in the long term. Honor-related violence and crime remain a major issue in some parts of Sweden, according to newspaper Expressen, which cited a 2018 study in a recent editorial that claimed as many as 1 in 6 ninth-grade students in Stockholm, Gothenburg, and Malmö were living under some form of honor culture at home. Examples of honor culture include children being told what to wear to violence, genital mutilation, and forced marriage. In 2017, another report claimed that as many as 240,000 young people under 25 across Sweden live under honor culture. In recent years, Sweden had also seen several violent crimes linked to honor culture, such as in February of last year when an Iraqi migrant was sentenced to 8 years in prison after he beat his daughter with a kebab spit, locked up his wife, and forced his daughters to wear Islamic veils. The following October, Afghan migrants fatally stabbed a 21-year-old man in Kiruna 99 times aboard a bus in what was believed to have been an honor-related murder. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.